Welcome to the Medicine Show. Welcome to the Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, and hopefully some insight. On CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver, from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam Land. Vancouver was founded on some of the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We would like to thank the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you. Thank you humbly. Tonight's prescription is medicinal music and mindfulness. Our guests tonight are Buckman Coe, Samuel Enrique Romero Garcia, and Thomas Beckman. So we are going to listen to a bit of Samuel Enrique Romero Garcia and Thomas Beckman playing. Welcome and enjoy. Thank you. right back on the Medicine Show. This is Manifesto.
This is real talk. This is non-stop. It is loop now, tongue and mind played off the sidewalk, straight to your boombox. How it travels from ear to memory. Well, this is medicine. There's a message within, and each will find it in their own time. Well, this is music. This is how I use it. It makes you move and move the movement. This is how I focus, knowing it's not hopeless, but it sure starts with me and ends on a whole note. Musical medicine, this is my healing for past and present, future things to come. I see people stressing over space and possessions, out of fear and need for visual aids of our abundance. Give me examples or something tangible, something I can get my hands on and find real meaning. Where is the medicine? Well, I've been searching, and I suppose each will find their own kind. Well, everything's at stake. It makes it hard to concentrate. And there are men who see a war and see a paycheck. Such different programming to live so fearfully. Terror this and terror that, terrible reality. There is no medicine on the television. So turn it off and turn yourself around. And let's just face it, the world's fucking racist. Even the most peaceful of us gets caught in the trend. To live cohesively is almost a fantasy. And we ought to know it starts with humbling our egos. What is the medicine for cultural wounding? Has its moments, has its melodies, has its time. Well, I was listening to the outgoing seasons about climate change and some of the reasons. When the sky opened like I've been hoping, and there came horses by the thousands, and there was thunder on their tongues and lightning on their minds, and they were singing this old melody from some other time. They sang, don't waste your hate, rather gather and create. Be of service, be a sensible person. Use your words and don't be nervous. You can do this, you've got purpose. Find your medicine and use it. They sing, don't waste your hate, rather gather and create.
Be of service, be a sensible person. Use your words and don't be nervous. You can do this, you
you've got purpose. Find your medicine and use it. They sing, don't waste your haze, rather gather and create. Be a service, be a sensible person. Use your words and don't be nervous. You can do this, you've got purpose. Find medicine and use it.
We're back on the medicine show. Welcome back on CITR 101.9 on unceded territory on Musqueam Coast Salish territory. Next, we're welcoming, we had him playing, Samuel Enrico Romero Garcia, who is a musician and visual artist offering his guitar explorations and mandala artworks of self-expression. Sam focuses on cultivating non-judgmental creativity through all of his expressions. By nurturing this creativity, Sam believes that everyone has an opportunity to be in touch with life itself. Based in Vancouver, Sam's art umbrella, Earth Heart Hum, which is also the name of his first solo album, offers music, artwork, and mandala workshops with the mission of helping others cultivate their own unique expression. Earth Heart Hum is a personal expression of the life journey from darkness to light, or questions to clarity. As well as a visual artist, Sam believes that all art is an expression of life and living itself out. Life of living itself out. Based in Vancouver, Sam plays solo shows, offers sound journey meditations, leads psychedelic rock band No Century, plays in several other bands. He enjoys cycling, cooking, family, mindfulness, practices, and reading. Please welcome to the show, Samuel Enrico Romero Garcia. Is that Googleable? Are you Googleable?
Yeah, I guess so. But I think it's just under Samuel Romero.
All right.
Most of the time. Where'd you get all that info? Where did I put all that?
The medicine show knows. Wow. We look. We search. Part of it is the stuff that you sent in, which is very informative.
Yeah.
It led me on a journey, internet journeys. It's a like cyber journey, right?
Yeah. Wow, cool.
Right on. So how about playing us a song of yours that you're singing on? That was one of yours that was an instrumental. So how about something that we can listen to some words on? What do you want to sing? What is the name of it?
I'm gonna play Nowhere, and it's on the album.
Excellent.
So how do I get back to it? The stillness that rests within. At times I'm overflowing with it. Another days it escapes me. Will you remember me? When you reach your destiny, will you forget everyone? Even those that you loved before. Thank you.
And now that you're here, is it any different than before? Did you dream it would be this way? Or does it feel like you're nowhere?
You're listening to the conductor of the Medicine Show Band, along with Sam, is the viola voice of Vancouver from the Sons of Granville, His Excellency Thomas Beckman. And I'm sorry, I had so much fun with that. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Thomas Beckman and Samuel Enrique Romero Garcia. Show, Medicine Show.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello, there we are on the Medicine Show. I want to take a memorial break for American Indian Movement activist poet and actor John Trudell, who passed away on Tuesday, December 8th, at to this 2015 of this year. He was 69 years old. He spoke for the American Indian protesters during the 1969 Alcatraz Island occupation to demand that the former federal prison should be given to Native Americans under treaty rights, and later headed the American Indian Movement, shortened into AIM for some. Amongst many other stories to tell, in 2012, Trudell and singer Willie Nelson co-founded Homestead Project Heart, which advocates for legalizing the growing of hemp for industrial purposes as a more environmentally sound alternative to cope for clothing, biofuel, and food. Thank you, John Trudell. All right. So we're going to continue right along. This is a little poem called Time is Irrelevant. Time is Irreverent. Time is Irreverent, the poem. What time is it? What does that mean? If you ask what time is it must be you have something to do. If there's so much to do, then you better get started. Hopefully you'll be ready when the time comes. I am always ready. I'm not sure anybody's really completely ready. The way it seems, everyone's got to get something in order. All this preparation keeps you on your toes or knocks you down. On your feet, soldier! Soldier of love! No sloth for you! We're going to listen to some Samuel Enrique. Romero Garcia singing. What song are you going to do?
Hay que amar.
Hay que amar.
Hay que amar.
Ah, the ocean.
Means you have to love.
Oh,
amar.
Hey. Silly me. It sounds like que mar.
Mar is ocean and amar is.
Ah, and I was thinking que mar, like it's burning. On with the medicine show. Go ahead, Samuel.
Me pudieras encontrar en el mar de oscuridad, me pudieras enseñar cómo amar y estar en paz. Quiero amar, quiero amar, quiero amar, quiero amar y estar en paz. Niño, toma de las aguas de la paz. Niña, toma de las aguas de la paz. El mundo te ama, te ama, te ama, te ama. El mundo te ama, te ama. Te ama, te ama. Toma de las aguas de la paz. Niña, toma de las aguas de la paz. El mundo te ama, te ama, te ama, te ama. El mundo te ama, te ama. te ama, te ama. Hay que amar, hay que amar, hay que amar. Hay que amar, hay que amar, hay que amar. Hay que amar, hay que amar, hay que amar. Hay que amar, hay que amar, hay que amar. Hay que amar, hay que amar, hay que amar. Hay que amar, hay que amar, hay que amar.
I want to ask, okay, so you just go by like two of your four names.
That's right.
Which is? Oh, the Enrique is the first one. It's Samuel. So how do people refer to you just without my long?
Usually they just say Sam.
Okay.
but that's cool. My birth name is the four. The Samuel Enrique Romero Garcia.
Okay. Well, stage name, what do people introduce you to?
Samuel Romero.
It's Samuel Romero. Okay.
It's easier.
I get the first and the third.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Good. So let's touch on what you're doing in the next little while. You got a house concert with Morgan Bolander.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On Sunday, there's a good friend of mine. He lives in a house near Trout Lake, and he's gonna be hosting myself and Morgan from Oklahoma, and we're going to be doing just a little house concert.
And then if people want to, that is actually an open event.
That's right.
Public event. So if people...
I don't know the address, but...
you can look it up on Facebook.
Exactly.
You can just search house concert, ... Morgan Bolander and Sam Romero.
Exactly.
Excellent.
That's another way they say my name, Sam Romero.
Sam.
There's many ways.
I like those names that you can get all the different versions of.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you have another gig with, tell us about the other gig that is a little bit bigger than that.
Yeah, so the next is actually a really big one. So January 30th, it's at the Beaumont. And myself, Karina Keeling, Katara Indigenous Filipino Dance Society is going to be there. And No Century as well.
Beautiful. And you play in that band as well, right?
Exactly. So that's actually, it's the celebration of my album Part One being released, and I did a bit of a fundraiser, and we successfully fundraised funds, so that's going to be a big celebration night.
Excellent. Do you have anybody got any shout-outs for before you do another song?
Shout-outs?
Shout-outs.
To my family,
the
of
peoples,
course.
Babes.
And especially to my sister. She just came to my mind.
Excellent.
And my girlfriend, Angie.
Well, you know, it's almost embarrassing because when you say that, then someone might get left out. So shout outs to everybody, babies. All right. So let's listen to more music and less of me asking you intrusive questions. Oh, can you? What song are you going to do?
I'm going to do a song called Mind's Labyrinth.
That sounds exciting. Can you say anything about it?
Yeah, actually, there came a point in time where I realized I had to write a song that was not so necessarily coming from the sun, but maybe more from the pit of hell.
It's quite hot on the sun, you know.
Exactly.
Well, like, you didn't know.
The sun came out to shine today. Its diamonds fill my eyes. But a part of me remains unlit. What else have I to hide? Oh, what else have I to hide? I've been waiting for the time to die. I know the day will come. I will rid myself of the disguise. I will burn into the sun. Yes, I'll burn into the sun. And all of you that tried so hard to keep me here alive, I give to you my pounding heart. You gave it your best try. Yes, you gave it your best try. The sun came out to shine today. What else have I to hide? The sun came out to shine today. What else have I to hide? And the answers you ask of me, no, you will not find. They are buried with the sight of me in the labyrinth of my mind, in the labyrinth of my mind.
Nice. All right.
Give it up to Thomas here, by the way.
I know he makes everybody sound amazing, right?
Yeah.
That's why he's, you know, I like to call him part of the Medicine Show band. We got this huge orchestra. Well, yeah, anyway. So you can find the Earth Heart Hum Part 1. You could do the pre-order of the physical CD Indiegogo.
Exactly.
What is it? How does that work?
So basically, I've got my Indiegogo running until Thursday. After Thursday, it's going to be all over the internet, iTunes, everywhere.
Everywhere.
But up until this point, I'm doing a pre-order because I'm fundraising 20% of everything that from the album.
Okay.
Towards a community event called Community Mandala Day. So right now, through Indiegogo, you can get the album.
Excellent. And what about the Tao for Now?
The Tao of Now.
The Tao of Now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
So the Tao of Now is a group that myself and a friend of mine, Remington Cooney,
uh-huh.
We put on meditation nights. He plays dij and I play acoustic and nylon.
Mm-hmm.
And we guide people into meditating to music and we just relax deeply to music.
Beautiful. Remington was on the show last time.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was a good combo too. So if you were interested in going to the other show at the community celebration, you can actually look on Facebook, search the words Earth Heart Hum, mm-hmm. semicolon, community celebration, And so we are going to be right back on the Medicine Show. What are we doing now? Commercials? I'm feeling pretty commercial.
Records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
chose to do, but you will gain everything, 'cause that's what's been chosen for you. 'Cause that's what's been chosen for you. I will go to the volcano, melt my heart in Mauna Kea snow. I will go to the volcano, melt my heart in Mauna Kea snow. Get waist deep, yeah, get barreled. All the gifts return tenfold. I will go to the volcano.
I will go to the volcano.
Melt my heart, Mauna Kea snow.
Melt my heart, Mauna Kea snow.
Hell, good thing I don't require much. What makes it easier to move and stand straight up. A little tough love and a gentle touch. The more I struggle, the more I'm stuck. Oh, the less I speak, the more I know. Faster I move, the slower I go. I will go to the volcano, melt my heart, Mauna Kea snow. I water my horses like it taught me to.
Water my horses like it taught me to.
The spirit guides, yeah, the spirit moves.
The spirit guides, yeah, the spirit moves.
I water my horses like it taught me to.
Water my horses like it taught me to.
The spirit guides, yeah, the spirit moves.
Spirit guides, yeah, the spirit moves.
Your hair like sweet grass braided through. We stay busy, we always do. My developing state of consciousness. Endless roads to nothingness. The city's filled with emptiness. Crowds of faceless ignorance. I'm over it, I'm over it. Pull up my anchor, sail my ship. Countless ways to feed my kids. Countless ways to route my trip. I'll harvest this and replant it. Harvest this and replant it. Oh, 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 la. Like when the mother met the father, kissed the horizon, and gave birth to stars. Or when the lovers turned into thunder, then came the breakthroughs, then came the storms. I'll keep traveling till my heart finds peace. But even when it does, I'll keep moving. 'Cause there's so much to see. Ground beneath bare feet. A lovely dark little loneliness. My greatest teacher, peacefulness. The wolf I bear, the forest with. The ever-present kiss of mindfulness. How compassion wets my every step. What about those shimmer and reflect? And hold my shield up, must protect. What a suffered heart, suffered neglect. How initiate this son of God?
Initiate this daughter of God.
Make us work and feel each part.
Make us work and feel each part.
Initiate this son of God.
Initiate
cause she ain't this daughter of God.
Make us work and feel each part.
Make us work and feel each part.
Nurturing my Jurassic heart. Galaxies and these birthmarks. Initiate my father God. Let him die, let him move on. Initiate my mother God. Let her live forever strong. I hope.
Like when the mother let the father kiss the horizon and gave birth to stars. Or when the lovers turned into thunder, then came the breakthroughs, then came the storm, then came the storm. What a beautiful life, looking through these eyes. What a beautiful life, dreaming with this mind. Without the lens of mankind, without the crutch of my sight, I can pierce through the night, surrendering to the Most High. I can reach to the heights, I and I and I and I. What a beautiful life, what a beautiful life. What a beautiful life.
What a beautiful life.
What a beautiful life.
What a beautiful life.
What a beautiful life.
What a beautiful life.
What a beautiful life.
What a beautiful life.
What a beautiful life.
What a beautiful life.
What a beautiful life.
What a beautiful life.
What a beautiful life.
I need your headphones. Hey, we're back on the Medicine Show. Welcome. And we are welcoming with us now in... Oh, just got pulled out. We're welcoming back into the studio with us now Bachman Co. and his band. Right on, guys. How's everybody? Well, I do want to say people's names and introduce you guys properly, so... we have on the keyboards and vocals Mary Anchetta. Hey, Mary.
Hello.
Behind all those monitors over there. We're kind of tight in the studio for tonight. And we have Adam Parent on drums and vocals. How you doing, Adam?
Good.
Right on. Rock and roll. Your brother Tim Parent is to play bass with us and
Hi.
Sing a little bit. Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Tim.
Nice.
Can you speak for yourself? Sorry.
Yeah, you can. He's a big boy. He's a big boy now.
All right. Well, Andy. It's Andy, right?
Andy Cakes.
Andy Cakes. What's happening, Andy Cakes?
What's happening?
It is a festive season. You need to have
you
Andy
know,
Cakes.
They send in the bio, and then Andy on the horns joined, and I and so the, all the detailed stuff's not in here. What is the last name?
Cakes. K A K.
And I was just being affectionate. I'm getting myself in trouble here. Okay, so we were just listening to the that last band was Naco for Naco and the Medicine for the People. They wish to help global community by focusing. I'm just going to have to do this because I forgot to do it. So excuse me. I'll introduce you. We're going to go step backwards
hey,
for a second.
We're good.
They like focusing some attention on some causes they believe they are worthy to help. So to continue their work, we're going to bring the light of. Honor the Earth. Honor the Earth is a unique native-led initiative workshop to develop needed financial and political resources for the survival of long-standing Native communities. These resources are facilitated through the use of music, arts, and media in hopes of giving the voice to those who are otherwise unheard. Established in 1993, Honor the Earth tirelessly strives to break the geographic and political isolation of Native communities and to raise money and public awareness for grassroots environmental groups. As their mission states, they are committed to restoring a paradigm that recognizes our collective humanity and our joint dependence on Earth. So, as the Anishinaabe territory is currently being exploited by some of the biggest mining companies in the world. However, the use of this territory is terribly inefficient. More than 60% of the energy is wasted between the point of origin and the point So I just got cut off there. If you want to help out, you can check out it by donating your time. Oh, okay, there I got back to it. Consumption and Honor the Earth aims to restore Anishinaabe territory via working with First Nations, Indigenous communities, and tribal governments. They do this through the opposition of extraction, pushing the environmental regulation, and creating an environmentally conscious curriculum for tribal youth. If you're interested in donating your time, please contact Honor the Earth program operations at honortheearth.com. So I just want to go into that and give these guys a bit of attention because it sounds we'll try and do that as much as we can in the near future.
That's good work.
Excellent. So speaking of which, I wanted to ask you, it says that you're an activist, and I like not stating, I used to always say I'm a pacifist, but I like the way that, was it Gandhi said, I'm an activist, not a pacifist, which is so cool because I don't like fighting with violence, but I really do appreciate that someone says that, and I've noticed the work that you've done. Can you expand on the title of being an activist in your form?
Well, I consider it just being trying to be as wake to the world as possible.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, trying to be engaged where you can, you know, where it's relevant and within your local region. And I think it's just trying to, you know, constantly not be sort of self-centered and trying to see how we are a community and how we can move the world forward towards, you know, towards greater virtues. That's basically what I think being an activist is, and what I try to do that as a musician and as just a person that, you know, exists in the world in its current situation. That's all.
You know, and I was thinking that because of your position being an influencer, you do have eyes on you. I noticed that of all the things you are constantly pointing out and bringing light to, like through Facebook, and I consider that, you know, since it's such a huge platform, you know, that's a really that's a good act of being an activist.
Yeah, I think that's your – it's kind of your baseline. I mean, a lot of it you're preaching to the choir and you're sharing, you're creating numbers is how I view it. So, you know, being a part of that and part of the dialogue, you know, is real. I mean, part of it is the choir. You know, your friend group is going to have a lot of the same kind of views, but it's an important place to start and it's an important place to share information.
You know, but what about the fact that, you know, you're always growing and you're reaching new ears, and sometimes it's even just the things you bring to light to people that brings them in perhaps as a fan or whatever, but you're actually, as you're growing, I know that I always used to think that that people have these old sayings and that they really shouldn't die because they remind us of good things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it was the multitude of platitudes. Some people consider certain things like good ideas platitudes.
Right.
Anyway. So yeah. I just thought, yeah, that's a form of being an activist. So
absolutely. I agree. And I think, you know, you still have to show up. You can't just say, I'm going to such an event. You have to actually show up. So that's, you know, it's so easy to like something. It's so easy to share something. It's so easy to say you're going, but, you know, you got to actually go and show up.
Yeah, well, that's why sometimes I hit the maybe button.
Right. They got that interested. They're like, I'm going to say I'm going, but not a chance in hell. Yeah. That's a new thing you can press soon. But
yeah, I hear it. Besides liking, they're going to have a dislike button pretty soon. I think that's pretty negative.
Yeah,
people are going to start a lot of hate stuff over that.
Mm.
Well, what? So you were asking about introductions. Do you guys want to go right into a song? Or?
Yeah, let's go into a song. Let's go into the title track of the new record, Malamaka Aina, which is to respect the land and Hawaiian language. And yeah,
excellent. Buckman Co. and the band.
Thank you.
that was so beautiful. Do you want to just go into the next song?
Sure, let's do that.
Let's do this. Yeah. Oh, top of the hour, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on Cedar Territory, Musqueam, Land Coast, Salish Territory. And back to the music on The Medicine Show with Buck. Well, I want to say, I keep on thinking of, do you remember about Buck Owens? I was talking about Buck Owens last time I saw you.
Like the
He's
runner.
The country and western.
Country, yeah. Right.
That's Buckman right. Coe on The Medicine Show.
At least he didn't do Bucky O'Hare. Right. Okay, courage.
Love is an early spring. Do we live into uncertain times? All I know is the that you bring when you need. Forget that the world full of suffering and pain. Oh my, cause your smile that you give, sunshine through rain.
Give me courage.
see these for a second again. Medicine show. Wow. That's some good medicine. I did want to touch base on the musicians that are playing in the band. Mary and Chetta, how you doing over there?
Good, thanks.
Oh, yes.
Can't see you.
I can't see you either over there, but I can hear you. You're one half of Cookie Cartel.
Yeah.
And how's that?
It's going good. My songwriting partner, Dan Carley.
Well, you know, it sounds like quite an interesting concept. It's an electronic music of doing remixes of various artists with original music, you're saying?
Yeah, a mixture of stuff, originals and some remixes. So we're putting some new stuff out in the new year with some different guest vocalists. So.
Cookie Cartel. As well, Adam Parent is, he does some really high harmonies. And at the same time, a solo project called Thor World?
Thorwind.
Thor World. Thor Wind.
That's you, right? Third World?
Third,
kind of
yeah, Third World-ish. Okay, and then you guys, with your other two brothers, you make up the power trio metal band Ninja Gypsy. Ninja.
You got some good band names going here, dude. Like, Ninja Gypsy.
Let's hear them. Ninja Spy.
There you go, yeah.
Ninja Gypsy, right on.
I've got new names.
That works too.
See, I'll twist everything. Dangerous.
They're good, though.
Okay, so Tim Parent wears the loudest clothing in the band.
Apparently.
It's purple tonight.
Getting ready for bed, and then I thought, oh, we got this radio thing, so I'm just going to wear what I'm wearing, and this is what I look like.
Well, actually, that was a. I'm not sure who quoted that, but anyway, you got the craziest dance move, does the great looping bass beatbox and voice, also part of the band Ninja Spy.
Yes.
Ow. All right. So, Buckman, wait, Andy, what's going on with you? You're everywhere.
I'm waiting for your research, prowess.
See, I never knew that you were going to be here, or I would have done all kinds of, you know, I know you used to sing with Omalara years ago. That was a year and a go ago.
That was a year and a decade ago. That's with a group called
we could barely hear you.
Troublemaker.
I get it.
Troublemaker. Yeah, Omalara, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman. I miss her dearly, and she's still around in the North Show,
doing her
own thing. Yeah, she's doing her own thing now. She's gone solo, and it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing.
You know, I thought I saw her on the street the other day.
You probably did.
And I was going to stop, and then she just looked kind of different, so I didn't. But if you see her, say hello. Anyway,
I shall.
Right on. Buckman Coe, what's going on? Steal your microphone, Andy.
It's like a juggling act in here.
It is.
We're
having fun on the Medicine Show.
It is good.
Buckman Coe, what about this name? Buckman Coe, it's
name.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Well, my full name is Richard Buckman Coe, which is probably as English as you can get.
Richard. That's the way I like to talk about Thomas. Thomas and Richard are in the house.
That's right. They're working very well.
Can we get some tea in here, please?
We need some tea and biscuits.
Treacle.
Yes, so that is only a quarter of what makes me up is Richard Buckman Coe. It makes me very English. The other side of me is three quarters Chinese.
I got it. Okay.
I got it. I got this microphone thing. Here we go.
It's a learning process.
It is.
You know?
So Buckman is my Chinese name, anglicized Chinese name, and Ko would have been Huang. It got changed to K-O, which was Japanese. And so it's been all these changed names because of colonization, the Japanese moving to Taiwan, and then Taiwan being free, and then my grandfather moving to England and changing his name to an English name. So I've got this super English name.
Well, it's nice that you actually research your history, your family tree a bit, too.
Yeah, well, you know how, like, usually your mothers are the ones who hold all the stories and remember stuff. So, you know. Just
prying it out of them at times. It depends on, I guess, some mothers just want to chat about it, some don't. But anyway, when you were growing up, what did you want to be?
I wanted to be a basketball player, but I'm short. I always had dreams of slam dunking, never quite made it. I wanted to play professional hockey, but I had a really bad slap shot, so that never happened, and I'm not huge. I'm fast. My dreads are huge, but me as a person, I'm of medium stature. So
go ahead.
I studied to do all sorts of things, wilderness therapy and counselor. I worked as a counselor, and so I wanted to be all these different things, but you know, I've always wanted to play music, and I've always been playing music on the side, and I guess it's just really taken root because of friends like Adam and Tim and Mary and Andy here going on the road and helping me build something, and so this is what I'm doing. This is what I always wanted to do, and I'm doing it.
How old were you when you first picked up an instrument, whether you learned it right away or not?
Well, the first instrument I played was a piano, so I didn't pick it up.
It was quite a strong baby.
Like, yeah.
You see this little baby with a grand piano.
Exactly.
It's super. I want to pick super up Buckman. Piano.
No, that wasn't me, but I did play a bit of piano. But guitar I played when I was 11, and it's kind of been my instrument of choice.
Right on. And so I'm going to take this opportunity to do a bit of interview, even though everybody's sitting around wanting to play music. And I like to say more music, less talk. But, you know, this is a fascinating interview. So I want to know if you could have an impact on the world, what kind of legacy would you leave?
You know, just a couple cute kids. That'll do.
You know, that's
awaken treasures. Little young beings to carry on, you know, in a world that isn't destroyed. So hopefully I've played a part in, you know, the voices of reason steering us towards things that are sensible, like no war and respect of native people all over the world and moving to renewables and, you know, just a part of that. I'd like to be a part of that shift of hopefully humankind towards nicer things.
Are there any little Buckman Coes running around out there yet?
I'm pretty sure. No, I'm sure they would let me know. Not that I'm pretty sure. I'm like 100% sure. There's okay. No little Buckmans yet.
All right. So, we got to go to a commercial in a second. Hold on. Well, yeah, we'll be right back. Medicine Show, Buckman Co. and the band. Thomas Beckman. Thanks, Samuel Romero. He's still here. Radio Land!
Become a part of a movement to think beyond conventional boundaries. The third annual AUS Humanities and Social Sciences Conference, happening on January 16th, invites all undergraduate students to submit their research related to this year's theme of innovation. At this year's conference, you will be inspired by your fellow students' presentations and ideas. Applications are being accepted until December 16th. For more information, please visit the events on the AUS Facebook page. Need to talk? AMS Speakeasy offers free, one-on-one, confidential, drop-in peer support sessions with trained volunteers. Our goal is to lend a listening ear and empower you to continue to strive towards wellness. Our services are available Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during exam season. Support sessions can be requested at our desk on the main floor of the Nest or by ringing the doorbell outside our private space in room 3121. Learn more by visiting the AMS Speakeasy website. No issue is too big or too small. We're here to listen.
Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR.
Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Lots of laughing.
Come on, there.
Gotta have fun. Well, I was just gonna. I was about to ask you, Buckman Coe.
Yes, Jason Lawrence.
Was there anything specific in your life that changed your path?
Everything changed my path.
Everything along the way. Anything big and really made a giant turn?
A major turn? No, I'd say no. It's kind of just been steadily.
Thank
onward.
God.
Yeah.
You're blessed.
Yeah, I am blessed. I feel very lucky. So, you know, just keep plodding on. And, you know, there's kind of the stubbornness that is part of my family. You kind of have a pursuit of what you want to do, and you just keep going.
Right on. What song do you want to play, and what do you have anything to say about it?
Yeah, this song's called Trails of Light, and it's a song that I wrote for a young man in our community who passed away when he was quite young. He was an amazing man, Daniel Resmer. And just a really inspiring young man. And it was really sad, him passing. And I wrote the song basically for his family and for just, you know, that sort of, that sense of tragedy, but that sense also of maybe beauty in someone's life, mm-hmm. albeit short. And so that's what the song's about. It's called Trails of Light. And we're going to have a little special guest. Thomas Beckman here is going to.
Thomas Beckman, do you want to come in further, or are you okay back there?
I think I'm okay back here.
All right. Beckman Cohen, Thomas Beckman. Hey, wait, what's the name of this band that you put together? Because there is a sort of a side name thing going on, no?
Nope.
It's the band.
It's Beckman Cohen. We haven't come up with it's just the Beckman Cohen band. We haven't figured out something.
It's like the Medicine Show band over here.
Yeah, that's right. Well. Exactly. There you go. You got your band.
Ninja Gypsies might be
there. Ninja Gypsies and the Ninja Gypsies.
I like that.
Thorwald. Ninja Gypsies and Thorwald.
I like Thorwald Gypsies.
I like it. That's good.
Oh, brother, you passed by the warning signs. Now we're covered with moss and concealed by time. We're driven by joy to kiss the sky. And the river rejoiced, look all who shared your life. Slipped away from me, carried to the deep. You left a trail of light for all to see. To live a life without regret, only wish that I had more time left to learn from you in flesh and blood, and I'll do my best to carry on your good in your beautiful mind. Left a trail of light, my brother kind. Live a life without regret.
slipped away from me, carried to the G. You left a trail of light for all to see. You left a trail of light for all to see. You left a trail of light for all to see.
Thank you guys so much for coming in. This is any shout outs to anybody? Any last announcements? We didn't do the announcement. Let's get
yeah,
some.
Yeah, we got a few
shows
coming
stuff
up here.
Yeah.
We
what's going on in the world?
So we've got, well, I'm very proud of the Vancouver music community. They're always stepping up to good causes, and you know, they're the first ones to put up their hands to say, let's put on a special show, a charity fundraiser. They're always ones to say yes. So we got a few things coming up. On the December 15th, which is Tuesday, at the Calabash Bistro, we've got an event called Bigger Than You and Me. And it's a fundraising concert for Inland Refugee Society of Syrian Refugees. And it's a warm-up benefit for a big gala that we're going to hold in January. So we got all of us are going to be here, the same lineup, as well as David Morin, Sophia Denai, the Star Captains, Jeff Child, Soul Hop Committee, Ian Is, and Jesse Nicholson. So that is coming up. On the 21st, there's another Syrian refugee charity event, and that's called A Very Purple Christmas, which is a tribute concert to Prince.
Purple!
That's right, and that's
I'm
what...
I'm not in the show. He's I wasn't not, invited. Yeah.
I think Mary's actually going to be in Chin and Jetty's band. Chin and Jetty is putting it on. That's going to be at Guilt & Co. So that's December 21st. And that's going to be a fundraiser for an actual Syrian family coming to Canada. And it's a tribute to Prince. And that also, again, is featuring a whole slew of amazing Vancouver musicians. Chin and Jetty, Tony Aganabe, Omar Khan, David Morin, Claire Mortifi, Don Pemberton, the Boom Booms, the list goes on. Kyprios, Benedict Marshall, Cuba Ohms, and Parker Bosley. It's going to be amazing. So that's coming up. And yeah, in the new year, we're basically just touring around. We've got plans for Hawaii and for Australia. A lot of the
Hawaii.
Same crew is going to be going to Australia in the new year. And that'll be our first big tour and a couple festivals over there.
You consider it a medicinal music community?
Well, you know, I think most people who will listen to music are listening to it for medicinal reasons, and there's a lot of that out there. You know, in Hawaii, we're doing quite a tour out there and connecting with some good musicians out there. Havane is this amazing activist musician out over there. So, you know, we always find good people wherever we go, and that's kind of why we keep doing it.
Well, thanks, Andy Cakes. Thanks, Adam.
Yo,
babies. Adam Perrin, Mary Anchetta. Tim Parent, Buckman Co., Samuel Romero. What?
You missed Adam Parent. Look at him.
What did I say? I said Adam and Tim, didn't I?
Oh, no, I just saw his big muscles. He's
worth mentioning twice. So then there's Samuel Romero, Thomas Beckman. Thank Hiscan Productions and thank the What is the other? Burkeville Productions. Thanks to our DJ CeeLo. Thank the maker. Thanks, everybody. Coming up next is DJ Ray and the Late Night Show. We'll see you next week on The Medicine Show, CITR 101 on Unceded Territory. Woo! You know, I did want to mention that this is a song from Bang Hope. It's called Winter Solstice. This is Electric Mountains.